Our pastor gave us a powerful message this morning, anointed message, timely message. But did you catch what he said at the end? I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've served the church or have a position in the church. Make sure you are ready. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us this, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But be ye brethren, are not in darkness, then that day should overtake you, here it is again, as a thief. You're all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not us appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to stop there. What has been speaking to me the last few weeks, and I've heard it referred to, and people alluded to it, but God really stuck me on it, is that phrase, a thief in the night. A thief in the night. Now, I know Paul was allegorically referring to Christ's return as a thief in the night. He was making a comparison, a metaphor, if you will, of how it will be when Jesus Christ returns. But I understand all of that, and I understand there's a simple form to it, but God allowed me and directed me to do some research on how a thief thinks. And it really opened up a brand new way to look at this passage. First of all, let me just tell you this. Jesus is coming. And I'll say it again. He's coming. He's coming again. Woke up this morning, put my feet on the ground, and I realized Jesus is coming again. Saw the sunlight today, beating down on our face, and it said Jesus is coming again. Heard the animals singing outside when we left for church this morning, saying Jesus is coming again. Every time the rain clouds burst and the thunder rolls, they're saying Jesus is coming again. The earth knows it. The church should know it. And Sunday soon, really soon, the whole world's going to know it. That Jesus is coming again. So as I began to think about this, the thief in the night, very quickly, three things I want you to notice about Jesus coming as a thief in the night. Number one, notice the expectation. We know this in its simplistic form. It's basically telling us that a thief comes in the night unexpectedly. You never know when a thief is going to hit until he's already hit. A thief will come and break into your home, and he will be there and gone before you even know it happened. And my friends, when Jesus comes back as a thief in the night, he'll come and he'll go before some people even realize it has happened. You say, Brian, how can that happen? Won't people know that if there'll be people disappear off the face of the earth, won't they know it? Listen, folks, I think God is trying to separate the men from the boys right now. And I think there's going to be a lot less going than what you think are going. I'm not trying to pour judgment on you, and I'm not trying to tell you if you're saved or not, but I'm telling you, people that call me Lord, Lord, there's some that's going to call me Lord, Lord, and they will not inherit the kingdom of God. There'll be people inside this church house. Some of you will go, and some of you will stay. I don't expect a lot of shouting tonight, but I expect a lot of thinking. Because Jesus is coming, and his expectation is this: he's coming unexpectedly. I found this out interesting when studying on thieves, and even read an article and saw a newspaper article, an interview. When they interviewed a thief, they would say they would search out and they would look at the way, the motives, the way people would do their daily habits. And even though they knew when they left for work, even though they knew when they got home, even though they knew this or that about them and followed the patterns that they did on a daily basis, still they had a specific time in mind when they would go in and break into that home. There's not many times that a thief, if they break into your home, are just driving by and say, you know what, I think I'll go in here. No, they have a specific strategy in mind. They know when they're going to break into your home, but you don't know when they're breaking into your home. And Jesus said, Paul said here, he's coming as a thief in the night. You may think you know, but no man knows the day or the hour when Jesus is coming back. Oh, but he knows. Only the Father in heaven knows. And one day he'll say, go, go. And as a thief in the night, he'll come and take away all those that are ready for him to come back. The expectation. He'll be in and out before you even know it. And I'm telling you, if you've ever been broken into, if you've ever had your home burglarized or you've been burglarized, there's no worse feeling in the world than to know somebody's been in your house and they're gone and you have no idea what they've taken. Sometimes they leave traces, sometimes they don't, sometimes they mess things up, but you don't know they've been there until they're already gone. Well, that's happened in our own house, in my own house where we live now. We came home from church service. Amazingly, they knew our pattern. Do they know your pattern? Do they know on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday that you go to church? Be a lot of good, hey, if you have a regular pattern, it's a good time to steal from your house. I'm just saying. You get my drift. You have a good pattern. They know you're going to church. They obviously knew we were going to church. They had watched us. And so as soon as we pulled out, we find out later that just a few minutes after, they pulled right in broad daylight and broke into our home and took things and rambled. There wasn't much to take, but whatever they took some jewelry and they ruffled through our clothes. And it's the worst feeling in the world, knowing that something's been taken and we had no control over it. I wonder how many people, when Jesus returns as a thief in the night, when the expectation comes, they'll look around and say, I thought I was ready. But Lord, why didn't you take me? Folks, he's coming. And he's coming as a thief in the night. He's coming unexpectedly. Notice the expectation, but secondly, I want you to notice this, the gratification. Now, this is a little bit different view of this, but you just hang with me. Something caught my attention. The thief said, they were asking the thief, what would you suggest for people to kind of deter them from coming and getting burglarized? He said, the worst thing you can do when you leave is to turn your lights on. They said, well, why is that? Because they said, it shows us everything we want to steal. It shows us in the house. It shows us exactly what we can look through the window and see the lights on, and we know exactly what to go after. And then he says, don't put TV boxes out in the garbage, because I know you just bought a new television. Cut up the boxes before you throw them away. They were trying to give tips on how we expose ourselves. They said, don't promote it on social media that you got something new in your home. That's just a way for the thief to say, there's something I want. And you say, what does this mean? What do you mean by this gratification? Jesus says he is coming. The Bible says, Paul said, he is coming as a thief in the night. And when a thief comes to burglarize you, he's coming after the good stuff. And when Jesus comes as a thief in the night, guess what he's coming after? He's coming after the good stuff. He's coming after the good stuff. You say you got Bible for that? Oh, yes, I do. Malachi 3:17 says, when the day of the Lord comes, he will gather his jewels and take them home with him. Thank God if you got the goods, if you got the spirit, when he comes as a thief in the night, he's coming after you. He's coming after the good stuff. Hallelujah. The expectation, the gratification. And finally, I want you to notice the preparation. I told you it wasn't going to be long. But you're going to understand what I mean, the preparation. They asked him, what really deters you from breaking into a home? They said, if we see a security sign, if we see ADT, if we see some other things, we know there's no use of even trying. Because he said, the alarm will go off and police will be there in about 60 seconds. He said, that is a great deterrent. So what I would suggest is just go buy an ADT sign somewhere and put it in your yard. No. I thought this was funny. They said, a dog helps. If you have a dog will bark and alert neighbors. It'll alert the people, the homeowners, if they happen to be home. He said, but if you don't have a dog, throw some dog toys out in the yard, because the thief will think there's a dog there. And if they know there's a dog or an animal that'll make some noise, they'll go somewhere else. You say, well, what does this have to do with being prepared? What I'm telling you is, those people that have security systems, they have dogs, they have camera systems, they're prepared for the thief to come. They've made all preparation for a thief to come. Matthew puts it this way. If the goodman of the house, and I'm paraphrasing here, knew in what watch or what hour the thief would come, he would set up and he would wait on them so that the thief wouldn't break in. What was Matthew trying to say? He said, if we knew the time that the thief would come, we would all be up waiting on him. We'd be prepared. But we don't have that information. But the information we do have is simply this. At any point in time, Jesus could return as a thief in the night. And it's up to us to always be prepared. How do I get prepared? Spiritually, you need to monitor your daily living. You need to monitor your holy life. You need to monitor your relationship with Jesus Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we do that by the blessed word of God. Be clean. When you get up in the morning, the first thing we should do is say, Lord, help me to get through this day and be prepared should you return. And we should want to be able to tell others that he is coming as a thief in the night and you need to be ready. During the camp meeting this week, I shared a story about my cousin Tyson. My cousin Tyson is my uncle Scott's son, oldest son, and he has kind of taken up the mantle of my grandfather, James Ray Brown. He sits where he's at, and he's the main mantle he's picked up is sharing Jesus with others. He's kind of a mix with James Ray and Jamie Beckenhaster. And if you know my papaw and a mix of those two, you ain't got no prayer. You might as well just go ahead and get saved because you know. He has no fear. He loves everybody, from the homeless to the rich person. He loves them all, and doesn't care to talk to them one bit about Jesus. He wasn't always that way, but God has allowed him through prayer, through fasting, to pick up this mantle that had been left by my papaw James Ray. He got the call during about a month or so ago. I may have the time frame wrong, but I think that's about right, that there was a family member of his wife's that was in Lexington, Kentucky, in ICU that was dying and unsaved. He got the call and heard about it and really didn't even tell his wife. He just took off to Lexington, Kentucky. Who's that sound like? Jamie? Took off to Lexington, Kentucky. Knew where he was at, knew how to get there. But I told my mom after it. I said, Mom, and at that time, Kentucky was under a lot tighter restrictions. I said, he's probably not even going to get in there. He's going to drive 2 hours to try and pray for somebody in ICU. They probably won't even let him in. But yet he went, and yet he prayed, asking God to help him, strengthen him, give him the right words for this man to be saved. Miracle happened. He got in and prayed with him. Another miracle happened. The man gave his heart to Jesus Christ. And he left there with that assurance in his heart. A week later, that man met Jesus and passed away. How many stories have you heard of that from Jamie and from others that have talked to people that God has given them another chance, but someone was willing to share this message. Jesus is coming either by the rapture or he's taking you by the way of the grave, and you need to be ready. Ready. Most of the time people don't have, I call it a blessing. When they die, sometimes it's a slow process and they kind of anticipate and know that in a few days or a few hours, their time is coming. Most people, as the old saying goes, die with their shoes on. That means in a moment of time, they could be gone. Friend, that could happen to you. That could happen to me. It very well could have happened today, this morning. And I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If you're ready, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're ready. You know beyond all doubt. Have no doubt at all. Jesus is coming. He's coming unexpectedly. You won't know it until he's gone. But he's coming for the good stuff. He wants you. He's looking for you. Will you come to know him? Be prepared. Get prepared. He's coming. Be saved.